then asked him. He says he'll come. How shall I feast him? What fits term of him? For you did bought more often beg or borrow.
Where's our William? He's sad and silent. You swell for a servant with my fortune.
Where is Malvolio?
He's coming, madam, but in a very strange manner.
He's sure for death, madam.
Why, what's the matter? Does he rave?
No, madam, he does nothing but smile.
Your ladyship will best have some guard about you if he come. For sure the man's changed in his wits.
Go, call him hither.
I am as mad as he is. Sad and merry mad as he could be.
How now, Malvolio?
Sweet lady. Ho-ho!
My son, I sent for thee upon a sad occasion.
Sad, lady? I could be sad. This does make some obstruction in the blood, this cross-gartering. But what's that? If it please the eye of one, it is with me as the very true son it is. Please one, and please all.
Why, how dost thou, man? What is the matter with thee?
What's black in my mind, though yellow in my legs? If it come to his hands and command shall be executed, I think we do know the sweet Roman hand.
Wilt thou go to bed, Malvolio?
To bed? Aye, sweetheart, and I'll come to thee.
God, comfort thee. Why dost thou smile so and kiss thy hand so on?
How do you, Malvolio?
At your request. Yes, nightingales answer door.
Why appear you with this ridiculous boldness before my lady?
Be not afraid of greatness. 'Twas well written.
What means thou by that, Malvolio?
Some are born great. What? Some achieve greatness.
What say, sir?
And some have greatness thrust upon them.
Heaven restore.
Remember who commended thy yellow stockings.
Thy yellow stockings?
And wish to see thee cross-garter.
Cross-garter?
Go to, thou art made if thou desirest to be so.
Am I made?
If not, let me see thee a servant still.
Why, this is very midsummer madness.
Madam, the young gentleman of the Count of Dino's has returned. I can't entreat him back. He says your ladyship's pleasure.
I'll come to him. Good Maria, let his fellow be looked to. Where's my cousin Toby? Let some of my people have a special care of him. I would not have him miscarried for the half my darling.
Oh, do you come near me now? No worse man than Sir Toby to look to me. This concurs directly with the letter. She sends him on purpose that I may appear stubborn to him. She incites me to that in the letter. Cast thy humble slough, says she. Be opposite with a kinsman, surly with servants. Let thy tongue-tang arguments of state put myself into the trick of singularity. And consequently, sets down the matter how. As a sad face, reverent carriage, slow tongue in the habit of some sir of note, and so forth. I have limed her. But it is Jove's doing. And Jove make me thankful. But you went away now. Let this fellow be looked to. Fellow. Not Malvolio, nor after my degree, but fellow. Why? Everything adheres together. There's no dram of a scruple, no scruple of a scruple, no obstacle, no incredulous or unsafe circumstance. What can be said? Nothing that can be can come between me and the full prospect of my hopes. Well, Jove, not I, is the doer of this. And he is to be thanked.
Which way be in the name of Chantilly? All the devils of hell be drawn in, it will have legion himself for this, and yet I will speak to him.
Here he is, here he is. How is it with you, sir?
How is it with you, man? Go on! I discard you. Let me enjoy my private. Go on.
Now, how hollow the fiend speaks within him. Did not I tell you? Toby, my lady, prays you to have a care of him.
Says she so? Yes. Go to. Peace, peace. We must deal gently with him. Let me alone. How do you, Malvolio? How is it with you?
What, man? Defy the devil. Consider, he's an enemy to mankind.
Do you know what you say?
Now, you angry figure of the devil, how he takes his heart. Pray God he be not bewitched.
Carry his waters of a wise woman.
Marry, and it shall be done tomorrow morning if I live. My lady would not lose him for more than I'll say.
How now, mistress? Pretty, hold my peace. This is not the way. Do not you move him. Let me alone with him.
No way with gentleness. Gently, gently, the fiend is rough and will not be rough with you.
How now, Nibor?
How dost thou chuckle?
Aye, pity, come with me. What man? 'Tis not for gravity to play a cherry pit with Satan.
Hang him, foul collier.
Get him to say his prayers, good Sir Toby. Get him to pray.
My prayers mean...
No, I want to. He will not hear the argument.
Go! Hang yourself off.
You are idle, shallow things. I am not of your element. You shall know more hereafter.
It's possible.
If this were played up on a stage now, I could condemn it as an improbable fiction.
He's very genius at playing the inflection of the device, man.
If you allow this, the device to hear and take.
Why, we will make him mad indeed.
Now it will be the quieter.
Come. We'll have him in a dark room and bound. My niece is already in the belief that he's mad. We may carry it thus for our pleasure and his penance till our very pastime, tired out of breath, prompt us to have mercy on him, at which time we'll bring the device to the bar and crown thee for a finder of madmen. But see.
More matter for a May morning.
Here's the challenge. Read it. I warrant there's vinegar and pepper in it.
It's so saucy.
I warrant him. Do but read.
Give to me. Youth, whatsoever thou art but a scurvy fellow.
Good and valiant.
Wonder not, nor admire not in thy mind, why I do call thee so, for I will show thee no reason for it.
A good note, but keep you from the blow of the law.
Thou comest to the Lady Olivia, and in my sight you did thee kindly. But thou liest in thy throat. That is not the matter I challenge thee for.
Very brief, and to exceeding good sense. Bless.
I will waylay thee, going home. Where, if it be thy chance to kill me?
Good.
Thou killst me like a rogue and a villain.
Still you keep on the windy side of the law. Good.
Fare thee well. And God have mercy upon one of our souls. He may have mercy upon mine, but my hope is better. And so look to thyself, thy friend, as thou usest him, and thy sworn enemy, Andrew Ayew Cheek. If this letter move him not, his next capital, I'll get him.
You may have very fit occasion for it. He is now in some commerce with my lady, and will by and by depart.
Go, Sir Andrew. Stop before him at the corner of your shaft, like a bum Bailey. So soon as ever thou seest him, draw, as thou drawest, swear horrible, for he comes off the path with a terrible oath, with a swaggering accent sharply twanged off. Gives manhood more approbation than ever proof itself would have earned him. Away!
Nay, let me alone for swearing.
Yeah, Now, will not I deliver this letter? For the behavior of the young gentleman gives him out to be of good capacity and breeding. His employment between his lord and my niece confirms no less. Therefore, this letter, being so excellently ignorant, will breed no terror in the youth. He will find it comes from a clod pole. But, sir, I will deliver his challenge by word of mouth. Set upon agency a notable report of valor, and drive the young gentleman, as I know his youth will aptly receive it, into a most hideous opinion of his rage, skill, fury, and impetuosity. This will so frighten them both that they will kill one another by the look, like cockatrices.
Here he comes with your niece. Give them way till you take leave, and presently after him.
I will meditate the while upon some horrid message for a challenge.
I have said too much unto a heart of stone, and laid mine honour too unchariot. There's something in me that reproves my fault, but such a headstrong, potent fault it is, that if I mock reproof,
with the same behaviour that your passion bears, goes on my master's grief.
Here, wear this jewel for me, 'tis my picture. Refuse it not, it hath no time to vex you, and I beseech you, come again tomorrow. What shall you ask of me that I'll deny, that honour saved may upon asking give?
Nothing but this, your true love for my master.
How with mine honour may I give him that which I have given to you?
I will quit you.
Well, come again tomorrow. Fare thee well. A fiend like thee might bear my soul to hell.
Gentlemen, God save thee.
And you, sir.
That defense thou hast to be quickly good. Of what nature the wrongs thou hast done him, I know not. But thy interceptor, full of despite, has been happy. as the hunter attends me at the altar end. Dismount my tuck, be near in thy preparation, for thy assailant is quick, skillful, and deadly.
You think, sir? I'm sure no man has any quarrel with me. My remembrance is very free and clear of any image of offence done to any man.
You will find it otherwise, I do assure you. Oh. Therefore, if you hold your life at any price, we take you to your guard. For your opposite hath in him what you, strength, skill, and wrath may furnish man withal.
I pray you, sir, what is he?
He's a knight, dubbed with unhacked rapier and uncarpet consideration. But he is a devil in the private brawl. Souls and bodies has he divorced three. And his intentionment at this moment is so implacable that satisfaction can be none but by fangs of death and sepulchre. Hobnob is his word, gift or taint.
I will return again into the house and desire some conduct of the lady.
Ah.
I am no fighter. I have heard of some kind of men that put quarrels purposely on others to test their valor. Belike this is a man of that quality.
His indignation derives itself out of a very competent injury. Therefore, get you on and give him his desire. Back you shall not to the house. Unless you undertake that with me, which with as much safety you might answer him. Therefore, on. Or strip your sword stark naked. For meddle you must, that's certain, or forswear to wear iron about you.
This is as uncivil as strange. I do beseech you, do me this courteous office. It's another night. What my offense to him is? It is something of my negligence, nothing of my purpose.
I will do so. Signor Fabian, stay you by this gentleman till my return.
Pray you, sir, know you of this matter?
I know the knight is incensed against you, even to a mortal arbitrament, but nothing of the circumstance more.
I beseech you, what manner of man is he?
Nothing of that wonderful promise to read him by his form as you are like to find him in the proof of his valor. He is indeed, sir, the most skillful, bloody, and fatal opposite that you could possibly have found in any part of Illyria. Will you walk towards him?
Oh.
I will make your peace with him if I can.
Oh, I shall be much bound to you for it. I'm one that would rather go with the priest than tonight. I cannot. Who knows so much of my metal?
Why, man, he's a very devil. I have not seen such a virago. I had a pass with him, rapier, scabbard and all. And he gives me the stocking with such a mortal motion that it is inevitable. And on the answer, he pays you as sure as your feet hit the ground they step on. They say he has been fencer to the Sufi.
Put on it, I'm not little with
none, but he will not now be pacified. Fabian can scarce hold him yonder.
Nay, Gomez, and I thought he had been valiant and so cunning in fence. I'd have seen him down there, and I'd have challenged him. Let him let the matter slip, and I'll give him my horse, Grey Captain.
I'll make the motion. Stand here.
Make a good show on it.
This shall end without the perdition of souls.
Marry, I'll ride your horse as well as I ride you.
I have his horse to take up the quarrel. I persuaded him to use the devil.
He is as horribly conceited of him, and pants and looks pale as if a bear were at his heels.
Sir, there's no remedy, sir. He will fight with you for oath's sake.
Harry,
he had better bethought him of his quarrel, and he finds that now scarce to be worth talking of. Therefore, draw.
For the supportance of his vow, he protests he will not hurt you.
Pray God defend me. A little thing would make me tell him how much I lack of a man.
You ground if you see him furious.
Oh.
Come, Serendu. There's no remedy. The gentleman will, for his honor's sake, have one bout with you. He cannot buy the duello avoided, but he has promised me, as he is a gentleman and a soldier, he will not hurt you. Come on, Duke.
Pray God he keep you, though.
I do assure you, it is against my will.
Put up your sword. If this young gentleman has done offense, I take the fault on me. If you offend him, I for him defy you. You, sir? Why, what are you?
One servant for his love dares yet do more than you have heard him brag to you he will.
Nay, if you be an undertaker, I'm for you.
Oh, good, Toby, hold it. Come the officer.
I'll be with you, my lord.
Thank you, sir. Put up your sword, if you please.
Marry would I, sir. And for that I promised you I'll be as good as my word. He will bear you easily and reign as well.
This is the man. To thy office. Antonio, I arrest thee at the suit of Campocino.
You do mistake me, sir.
No, sir, no, John. I know your favor well. Though now you have no sea cap on your head. Take him away. He knows I know him well.
I must obey. This comes with seeking you. There's no remedy. I shall answer it. What will you do? Now my necessity makes me to ask you for my purse. It grieves me much more for what I cannot do for you than what befalls myself. You stand amazed. But be of comfort.
Come, sir, away.
I must entreat of you some of that money.
What money, sir? For the fair kindness you showed me here, and partly prompted by your present trouble, out of my lean and low ability, I'll lend you something. My having is not much. I'll make division of my present with you. Hold here, half my coffer.
Will you deny me now? It's possible that my deserts to you can lack persuasion. Do not tempt my misery, lest that it make me so unsound a man as to upbraid you with those kindnesses that I have done for you.
I know none. Who know I do by voice or any feature? I take ingratitude more in a man than lying, vainness, babbling drunkenness, or any danger of vice whose strong corruption inhabits our frail blood.
Oh, heaven from hell.
Come, sir, I pray you go.
Let me speak a little. This youth that you see here, I snatched one half out of the jaws of death, relieved him with such sanctity of love, and to his image, which methought did promise most venerable worth, did I devotion.
What's that to us? The time goes by away.
But oh, how vile an idol proves this god. Thou hast, Sebastian, done good feature shame. In nature there's no blemish but the mind. None can be called deformed but the unkind. Virtue is beauty. The beauteous evil are empty trunks, or furnished by the devil.
The man grows mad. Away with him. Come, come, sir.
Lead me on.
Methinks his words do from the passion fly that he believes himself. So do not I. Prove true, imagination. Oh, prove true. And I, dear brother, be now tame for you.
Come hither, knight. Come hither, Fabian. We'll whisper on a couplet or two of most sage saws.
In name, Sebastian. I, my brother, know, yet living in my glass. Even such and so in favor was my brother. And he went still in this fashion, color, ornament. For him I imitate. Oh, if it proves. Tempests are kind. And salt waves fresh in love.
Very dishonest, paltry boy. And more a coward than a hare. His dishonesty appears in leaving his friend here in necessity and denying him. And for his cowardship, ask Fabius.
A coward. A most devout coward. Religiously.
Yes, I'll after him again and beat him.
Oh, cut it soundly, but never draw thy sword.
And I do not.
Come, let's see the event. I dare lay any money. It will mean nothing yet.